This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A small plane flying in restricted airspace crashed in a rural area of Virginia. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Aviation experts say the plane could have lost pressurization, causing the pilot to lose consciousness. All four people on board were killed. The plane was registered to a Florida-based company owned by John and Barbara Rumpel. John Rumpel told the New York Times that his daughter, 2-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were on the flight.
The plane was heading to New York when it took a U-turn into the restricted airspace. Military fighter jets were sent to try to intercept it when it went down. California officials are investigating after a second flight carrying asylum seekers was sent to Sacramento. KOVR-TV's Madison Keevy reports.
They say they are investigating to see if these migrants on both flights were misled or were told they were going somewhere else or promised a destination different to where they were going, ending up here in Sacramento. We've also since learned that the White House has been in talks with our state DOJ.
Tuesday marks the 79th anniversary of D-Day, and dozens of World War II veterans return to the beaches of Normandy for a ceremony. Mary Scott is 97 years old.
I wasn't even 18 on D-Day 1944. You know, from my point of view, D-Day has always been a pivotal point in my life. I shall never forget it, ever.
The first taxpayer-funded religious school in the U.S. is on the way. Here's correspondent Jim Crisula.
A statewide education board in Oklahoma has voted 3-2 to approve an application from the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma to establish a virtual Catholic charter school. The Oklahoma Attorney General has warned that the proposed online public charter school would be unconstitutional. It would be open to students across Oklahoma from kindergarten through 12th grade.
He was part of one of the most notorious spying cases in American history. His story even made into a movie called Breach in 2007. Former FBI agent Robert Hansen has died in prison. CBS's Arden Ferry.
Hansen disclosed more than 6,000 pages of highly classified national security information. In return, he received around $600,000 in cash, diamonds, and deposits in Russian bank accounts.
Microsoft will pay a $20 million fine to settle FTC charges that it illegally collected and retained the data of children who signed up for Xbox. They claim Microsoft gathered the data without notifying parents or obtaining their consent. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd All. Show 3-4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4-6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6-7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinly's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 57. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
this summer.
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The NTSB is investigating a small plane crash in Virginia Sunday. Adam Gerhardt says where it went down is a challenge.
The wreckage is highly fragmented and in very, very rural and mountainous terrain, and it'll be a very challenging accident site.
The plane had entered restricted airspace. Six fighter jets tried to intercept it. All people on board died. A second plane full of migrants was flown from Texas to Sacramento. Sacramento County spokesperson Kim Nava.
We've got folks that are literally meeting about how we're going to take care of these people, make sure that they've got adequate housing.
At the White House, Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs. Head coach Andy Reid.
It's been a long wait to stand before you. Again, we're fired up. We missed the first one due to COVID, but we are here strong, man. Kansas City strong. Thank you.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing, advertise today. With a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 58. North winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 53. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.